On today's show, China considers banning the sale and production of gasoline and diesel-powered cars. GM's Maven brand is helping the company to connect with millennials, and we take a look at the brand new Volvo XC60. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. A number of luxury automakers, including Aston Martin and Volvo, have recently announced plans to electrify their entire lineups. And now Daimler is following suit. Reuters reports that CEO Dieter Zetsche revealed Mercedes-Benz will offer electric or plug-in hybrid versions of all its vehicles by 2022. And the Smart brand will become electric only as well. And since EVs have lower margins than combustion engine vehicles, Daimler expects to save nearly $5 billion annually. And here's one reason why so many automakers are electrifying their lineups. The UK and France have recently announced plans to ban diesel and gasoline-powered vehicles by 2040, and now the largest car market in the world could do the same. Reuters reports that China is looking into banning the sale and production of gasoline and diesel-powered cars. No details were given on when it could go into effect, but one government official said automakers will experience, quote, turbulent times in the coming years to meet its EV goals. By 2025, a fifth of all new car sales in China must be electric or plug-in hybrids. With the recent hurricanes forcing thousands of vehicles to be scrapped, automotive retailers have an opportunity to boost their revenue by educating car buyers on the advantages of gap insurance and service contracts. Check out our Autoline Spotlight discussion with Ward's Auto that covers those opportunities, as well as strategies and ideas of how to get this done. Head on over to our YouTube channel to watch that entire discussion. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Well, GM may be onto something with Maven, its ride-sharing service. It has 7,000 vehicles in its fleet, which will include 1,000 Bolt EVs by the end of the year. The Bolts that are already in use are being driven 150 miles a day, and the entire fleet will rack up more than 5 million miles this year. GM says Maven is growing tenfold every month and was able to sign up more new customers in August than it did in all of 2016. Even better is that 79% of those customers were millennials. The automaker says it's a great way to expose millennials to brand new cars with the latest technology. And it's a perfect example of why GM is getting into mobility services. As we pointed out earlier in the show, most automakers are turning toward electrification, and so too will suppliers. And here's the latest from GKN. It's been recognized for the twin-clutch drive unit used in the Ford Focus RS, and now it's applied that knowledge into an electrified unit. The eTwinster X also features torque vectoring technology, but also boasts it's significantly smaller than systems with equivalent power outputs, and thanks to a two-speed transmission, it's also more efficient. GKN says the new drive unit will work for front, rear, or all-wheel drive setups in anything from entry-level city cars to electric all-wheel drive hypercars. Coming up next, a look at the all-new Volvo XC60.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
As you might have heard, Volvo is finally getting up to speed. After years of only having a few vehicles to sell, the brand is now working on a stable of high-end cars being led by its all-new XC60. Here's Autoline's Chip Drake with the story.
The V90, the S90, and the XC90 may be the new kids on the block, but Volvo's renaissance has been led for nearly the last decade by its compact crossover, the XC60. And since this also happens to be the hottest-selling segment out there, the Volvo team filled this second-gen CUV with significant upgrades throughout.
This car rides on our SPA platform, Scalable Product Architecture. What that architecture does is it really delivers so many great benefits to the customer. It delivers an engaging ride, yet comfortable and balanced, and it also delivers the right design. So the proper proportions, so much focus has been put on design of this car, both interior and exterior. The wheelbase has stretched, the overhangs have shortened. Overall, the body's been more sculpted. If you look at the hood and you look at the side detail, it almost looks like the designers have actually carved out bits. It's got a really athletic, sculpted look to it.
It's no wonder that with those types of exterior designs and the same attention to detail on the inside of the car, with a ribbon inlay along the dash and that vertical touchscreen first introduced on the XC90, that Volvo was clearly going crossover to crossover with its German competition. And that's one of the main reasons the XC60 comes with a range of powertrain options.
So we've got three engines available. We've got our T5, that's a turbocharged engine, 250 horsepower. It's really kind of the bread and butter of the segment. This car we're looking at is a T6, so it's a turbocharged and supercharged engine, 316 horsepower, a really nice step up from that mainstream offer. And then at the top of the range, we've got our T8 twin engine plug-in hybrid. It's the first plug-in hybrid available in the segment. Output is 400 horsepower with the combination of electricity, and it's 4.9 seconds 0 to 60. We're really excited about that offer.
And Volvo is also excited that the XC60, which has been selling around 26,000 units for the past few years, is expected to take a significant sales jump with this second-generation crossover.
And if you want to check out this new addition to the Volvo lineup, the XC60 is at dealerships right now. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.